How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 1. That was then, this is now. Anon is sitting in the living room of his old house in Ponyville with a few noticeable changes. The first is his giant 50-inch TV that's hanging on the wall. The second thing is the smoldering remains of his gaming console. The last is a rather peeved-looking Luna staring at the destroyed technology, with a small amount of smoke coming off of her horn. Well, he wasn't really expecting that to happen.
So, I take it you didn't like that game?
Anon asks. Luna scoffs as she takes a seat next to him on his couch.
I found no joy in what your people have made.
She shakes her head.
When you said that there was a way for me to experience the battlefield once more, I thought it was going to be something traditional.
What was wrong with it?
Anon asks, curious.
What wasn't wrong with it?
Luna looks at him.
First, I do not appreciate how the soldiers fought. They gave no chance for their opponents to fight back. Such dishonorable actions would be punishable back in my day. Not only that, but there's no comparison to claiming the life of your enemy in reality. To put yourself at risk knowing that each thrust of your sword could be your last.
Anon shrugs.
I guess you're right, I just thought maybe you would've liked it. I could try and remember more games for you, but my memory isn't what it used to be.
Luna takes a deep breath to calm her nerves. It's true that when Anon told her about these video games, she was rather interested. However, once she experienced it, she found herself disliking it quickly. She will admit that the game she played was breathtaking and revolutionary when compared to games that Equestria has today. Still, it wasn't what she was hoping for. She could see Anon looking at her with indifference.
I'm sorry, Anon. I thank you for sharing this time with me, but I would prefer to never take part in this activity ever again.
Anon nods.
I get it, Luna. No need to be sorry.
A small silence built between them.
Do you really miss the old days, Luna? Having to fight so much?
Anon notices Luna's eyes sadden some. She lets out a sigh.
Yes and no. On the field of battle, I felt like it was the one place where I truly belonged. Fighting side by side with my fellow ponies, building a bond between them that could rival the blood ties to my own sister. We lived together and we died together.
She looked down at her hooves.
I'm glad that I don't need to say goodbye to any more of my friends, but I still miss what I used to have, even if it was paved in blood.
Luna feels something settle onto her withers. She looks over to see Anon, giving her a small smile.
I'm glad you're here, and not on some battlefield, if that means anything to you.
Luna smiles at him.
It means a lot more than you know.
She leans over so she can nuzzle him briefly.
Shall we continue your training?
Anon lets out a sigh.
Yeah, I guess.
Luna's smile grows larger as she rises to her hooves.
Very well, let's return to my world.
Anon lets out another sigh as he gets up as well. He follows Luna to a door that wasn't in his home in Ponyville, and she opens it with her magic. The both of them walk through and into the hallway filled with many doors. Anon closes his door behind him and faces Luna. She nods her head to follow as he does so. The two of them walk past a few doors until they reach one that he's seen on more than one occasion. Pinky's door. Luna nods her head towards it.
Go ahead.
Another sigh from Anon as he walks up to the door and rests his palm of his hand flat against it. He closes his eyes and tries to concentrate.
What do you feel?
Luna whispers.
I don't know.
He answers. Luna stands on her hind legs and rests her forehooves onto his shoulders.
Breathe in slowly, clear your mind.
She whispers into his ear.
Easier said than done.
He scoffs.
Just focus on my voice.
She coos.
Breathe in slowly, through your nose, and slowly out of your mouth. If you feel a thought, then accept it as your own and let it be. Once you are calm, you will feel something that is not your own. A whisper of sorts. Label it and study it.
Anon does as Luna tells him. Soon he starts to feel something odd inside of him. Luna smiles a bit, as she can see Anon's progress. It's an odd feeling for Anon to explain. It's as if he's talking to Pinky in this moment, yet there's no words being shared. Only a sense of being deep in a conversation with someone and knowing how they feel.
I feel sadness,
he says. Luna nods, even though Anon can't see her. He's doing very well.
You are correct. Your friend is having a sorrowful dream.
Luna confirms. Anon slowly opens his eyes. It feels so weird to experience this. In a way, he's able to connect to Pinky on an emotional level and feel what she's feeling in her dreams. Luna has been spending the last few months teaching Anon how to dreamwalk properly. He's learned a lot of things from Luna, but it's still a work in progress. He turns around to face Luna.
Can I help her?
He asks, and Luna's smile slips some.
I'm unsure if you have that power, Anon. It's taken you this long to be able to sense what a pony's dreaming.
Anon gets a look of determination on his face.
I've learned a lot from you, Luna. She's my friend. I have to do something.
There's a chance that you could influence her dream. You could make it worse.
Luna warns.
I've gotta try.
Luna gives him a single nod as she falls back onto her hooves.
Very well. I will keep a close eye on you while you're inside. If things take a turn for the worse, I will step in.
Anon nods back.
I'll try my best.
Anon faces Pinky's door, ready to do what has to be done. He knows that he can do this. After everything she's done, he has to at least try. The darkness quickly fades. What Anon first notices is that he's not in Ponyville. In fact, it looks like he's in some kind of voice land. All he can see is rocks, a windmill, and a small farmhouse in the distance. This in itself shouldn't be disturbing, but the fact that this entire place is being visualized makes him feel off.
This is far from your average dream, Anon. What you see before you is a blending between her memories and her dream world. It's why we can see much more than intended.
Should I be here?
Anon asks, wondering if this is invading Pinky's privacy.
Your pink friend doesn't mind you entering her mind. However, you must remember that what you see here cannot be taken as fact or fiction. We may never know unless we dive into her mind or ask her directly.
Anon nods.
Alright, I guess I'll try and help her.
Anon walks over to the lone house sitting on this wasteland. He places a few knocks on the door and waits for whatever is to come. The door opens, but Anon doesn't see anyone. He looks down and spots Ophelia looking up at him. There's something oddly familiar about her. She's a dark pink and has a perfectly straight mane. For some unknown reason, Anon can see a strong resemblance.
Pinky?
Anon asks. He notices the filly look up at him in a rather blank stare. He's never seen Pinky like this before. It kinda makes him feel weird inside, as if he's looking at an entirely different pony.
Who are you?
She asks in a neutral tone. This is so weird. Everything about the pony before him doesn't scream anything about Pinky. Yet he knows it's her, and he can see so much of himself when he looks at her. It leaves him questioning why this pony is so different to the Pinky that he knows. However, he needs to focus right now. He has a friend that needs help.
I'm a friend,
he says.
I don't have any friends,
Pinky answers.
You have more friends than you could possibly imagine.
He can see a certain sparkle in her eye. It's faint, but he can see it. Not only that, but he can actually feel a certain inkling of hope. It's not his own, it's Pinky's. He can feel how her soul is crying out for validation to know that she's not alone anymore. It's so odd and painful to know that Pinky's feeling like this. What could have made her feel like this?
How do you know that?
She asks. Anon rests his hand onto her mane as he pets her.
Because I'm your friend,
he says with a smile. Anon watches as Pinky's eyes widen. That's all he and Luna see before the both of them are tossed out of the door to Pinky's dream. They crash land in the center of the hall as the door slams shut. Anon and Luna take a moment to untangle themselves as they stand back up.
What was that?
Anon asks, having never experienced that reaction before.
She violently woke up,
Luna answers.
Sometimes when ponies are subjected to shocking things, they'll wake up in the middle of the night.
Is she alright?
Anon asks, concerned, and Luna nods.
She'll be fine. A bit shaken, but fine.
Luna faces Anon.
Shall we continue?
Anon shakes his head.
I have to get up early for work again.
Anon, you've been working non-stop since your friends opened that candy stone catalot.
Luna says with worry.
Well, you know that we've been busy, Luna.
My sister hasn't seen you in so long. Even though you live in the castle, you two haven't spent much time together.
Anon has nothing to say. Luna's right. Since coming here, he's been working hard to keep up with all the orders the store's getting. He hasn't talked to Celestia in a very long time. At best, he would cross paths with her in the morning, only to say good morning and be on his way. Each passing morning, he could see how much her smile faded. It honestly hurts him, but he has to focus right now. Luna walks over to Anon so she can face him.
I am fortunate to be able to spend time with you while we sleep, but my sister cannot, and she longs for your presence.
How is she?
Anon asks.
Lonely. You two were inseparable a few months ago, but now your job keeps you away from the both of us.
Anon walks up to Luna and rests his hand on her withers.
I have a plan, Luna. You and Celestia just need to wait a little while longer. I swear that we'll have a ton of free time. You just have to trust me.
Luna smiles at that.
I trust you, and I know that your sore means a lot to you. Still, I don't want you to work yourself to death. My sister was on the same path, but thanks to your suggestion, she now has some time to relax. Do not follow in her hoofsteps.
Well, I guess I can't deny that.
Anon chuckles a bit as he holds up his hand.
See you later, Luna.
And with that said, he snaps his fingers. In the blink of an eye, he's gone and out of Luna's world. She must admit that he's gotten rather good at that. She just wished that he wouldn't have learned how to actualize his thoughts with a snap of his fingers. It reminds her too much of how Discord casts his chaos magic. Luna looks down the hall with many doors. She can spare a few more minutes before she needs to wake up. And the saga of this version of Anon continues, and man, is it going to be interesting. More problems, more solutions, it's all gonna be so frickin' good. Now let's get on to our exciting donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lyre, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneSlife9852, Madman Stan, Lizzie Prickett, Drake Lovedragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, Sorcerer Constantine, Adzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.